My name's Heidi Burdett, and I'm a final year PhD student at the University of Glasgow. And my research is looking at the importance of the coastal ocean in terms of the marine sulphur cycle. The marine sulphur cycle is really important for climate regulation and for ecosystem function within the marine environment. But most research has taken place in the open ocean, looking at phytoplankton blooms, so unicellular algae that grow in the open ocean. But the coastal ocean hasn't really been looked at in such great detail, despite the high productivity that the coastal oceans have. So the potential importance that the coastal ocean have for the marine sulphur cycle is really quite great. So I'm looking at the different types of habitats that the coastal ocean has and the relative importance that these might have in terms of the marine sulphur cycle. The main marine habitats that I've been looking at are those dominated by coralline algae. And so this includes mel beds, which we get a lot of in Scotland, and also kelp beds, where we have an interaction between kelp forests and coralline barrens, and also seagrass beds, where we have seagrass meadows, and these are often really closely interconnected between coralline algae as well, that are similar species the mel beds have. A lot of my research has been in the field, so we go out into these marine habitats, often using scuba diving and snorkeling, and collecting water samples and also algal samples. And we collect these, once we get back to the lab, we analyse them for sulphur compounds, specifically DMSP and DMS. DMSP is dimethyl sulfonylpropionate, and DMS is its major breakdown product, which is dimethyl sulfide. Most algae in the oceans will produce DMSP, and this has numerous cellular functions for the algae, such as a cryoprotectant, so it helps them to stop them freezing in cold conditions, and also as an osmolite, so it helps them balance salt balance. So if you get a lot of fresh water, they can change the amount of DMSP in their cells, and so that they can cope with those changing environmental conditions. And once the DMSP is being released from the algae, when they don't need it anymore, it can be broken down by microbial activity into DMS, and DMS is quite a volatile compound. So once DMSP is being converted into DMS, it can be released out of the oceans and into the atmosphere. And DMS then can form what we call cloud condensation nuclei. So the DMS released from the oceans can actually help clouds to form. And this has been linked to a climate regulation mechanism where emissions of DMS from the oceans can actually help to regulate the temperature that then reaches the oceans and regulating productivity. So the sulfur cycle is potentially really important for climate regulation within the coastal oceans, but also for ecosystem function, because the microbial activity and the microbial community within coastal habitats can break down and use the DMSP and forming DMS and a whole host of other chemicals. And they can then use it as a carbon and sulfur source, so use it within their metabolism and help them to flourish as well. So throughout my PhD, I've been conducting a whole host of experiments in the lab and also looking at natural variability in the field. So going out into the field, collecting samples, and then trying to look at spatial and temporal variability and looking at the production and release of DMSP from these coralline algal habitats and trying to get some idea of the budgets and the cycling involved within these habitats in terms of DMSP and DMS production and release. And we've also been conducting some laboratory experiments looking at the potential effect that climate change might have. So we've looked at ocean acidification, how a reduction in pH might affect the production of DMSP by the coralline algae. The coralline algae produce a carbonate skeleton, so they're potentially really detrimentally affected by a reduction in pH in more acidic conditions. And we've also looked at reduction in salinity, so what the effects that land runoff might have and freshwater runoff might have on the production and release of DMSP from these habitats. And also looking at the effect of herbivorous grazing. And this is particularly important in the Canadian kelp bed system, where we have a really strong interaction between the kelp forest, the coralline barrens, and the sea urchin grazing. So we get what we call an urchin grazing fronts, where we get really dense aggregations of sea urchins that are munching their way through the kelp and then potentially releasing DMSP into the waters. And so all of these studies, both in the lab and in the field, have shown that the coastal oceans and their particular habitats are actually a really important source of DMSP. So they produce a lot of DMSP within the algae, and then this is also released into the water column, whether that's through herbivorous grazing by the sea urchins or a breakdown in the structure that's potentially affected by the reduction in salinity and the reduction in pH. And also looking at temporal variability, seasonal variability, where we get increases in DMSP production in the summer and then a lower production in the winter. So this has all culminated in a greater understanding of how the sulfur cycle works within the coastal ocean and how important the coastal ocean is. So in terms of area, the coastal ocean is only about 10% of the total area of the ocean, which is why most research hasn't really taken place in the coastal ocean with regards to the sulfur cycle in the past. But more recently, we're starting to realise how important the coastal ocean might be for the sulfur cycle. So it is a smaller area, but actually the production of DMS, which is the climate regulatory gas that is produced from the algae and the DMSP production, is just as important. So it's around 11% of the global production of DMS comes from the coastal ocean. So it's just as important as the open ocean in terms of area. So my research has tried to bring together knowledge and highlight how important the coastal ocean is in terms of the production of DMSP, and this can then lead on to a greater understanding of DMS production within the coastal ocean, and therefore improving our understanding of the sulfur cycle within the oceans as a whole.